The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Ein Beis. The Gemara on Daf Ein Beis discusses whether Klal Yisrael performed the mitzvah of Bris Milah in the Midbar. The Gemara says that in the Midbar they did not perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So the Gemara asks, why did they not do a Bris Milah in the Midbar? Why weren't they mekayim the mitzvah? Iba is saying one reason the Gemara says mishum chol shel orcha, because they were traveling and they're too tired and it was dangerous to do a Milah. Iba is saying the Gemara says a different reason why they didn't do a Bris Milah in the Midbar, mishum tainosh of l'ruach tzafinus, because the north wind did not blow. As long as B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, the northern wind did not blow. And the Mefarsh would say that if the northern wind doesn't blow, then it's a sakana, it's dangerous, and it's not possible to do a Bris Milah without getting into a sakana. And since it was a sakana, B'nai Yisrael were potter, and they did not have to do a Bris Milah, they did not give their children a Bris Milah. Why wasn't the rule? Why didn't the rule explain this? Why didn't this wind blow in the midbar? So, the Gemara again, two reasons. Iba Yisayim, one reason, one reason because they were in Cheir and they're separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of the Averis that they did in the midbar. Viba Yisayim, and the second reason, because the wind wasn't able to blow through the Anani HaKavid, since there were Anonim, there were clouds that surrounded the Klal Yisrael, and the clouds, obviously, the wind blows, it disperses the clouds, so the wind didn't disperse the clouds, it must be that there was no wind inside the Anani HaKavid. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara concludes, Amar Papa, so therefore, if there are days where there are a lot of clouds, so we're afraid that there might not be a wind, so even today, you shouldn't do a Bris Milah. He shouldn't do that because we're afraid that there might possibly be a sakana. And the Gemara says, well, in the Doshuwe Rabin, people do it today anyways, and they're not worried about this, they're not concerned. Says the Gemara, Shem Rebisayim Hashem, that Hashem watches over them, and even though there's a potential for it to be dangerous, it would be a sakana, still we have the rule, Shem Rebisayim Hashem, and it's possible to perform the milah. Now the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael didn't do a milah in the midbar. And the Gemara says that they had a good reason, because the Maaseh Tzakana, they weren't able to do a Milah, because they were not Nashu Ruach Tzvayis. However, we find Rashi and Chumash and Parashas, Zeus HaBracha, on the Pasuk, that Pasuk says about Shevet Levi, Kishamu Umrasecha, Vrischa Yinsayu, that Shevet Levi kept the Torah in the Midbar, and they guarded, they watched over Vrischa, your bris, the bris of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, what does bris chayin tzayru mean? Bris milah. That the Shevet Levi performed bris milah. Sha'iz v'shanod of the midbar, because the children that were born in the midbar, Shal Yisrael, of the other Shvatim, loymol is b'nayim, they didn't give their children a milah. V'heim, but Shevet Levi, hayu mulan, they had a milah, umol is b'nayim, and they also performed the bris milah on their children. So here we have a problem. The Gemara Pasuk is saying, Makar Rashi is saying that the from the Sefri, that Shevet Levi, they performed Bris Milah in the Midbar, even though the rest of the Klal Yisrael didn't perform Bris Milah, and this is a Shvach to Shevet Levi. We have a problem here. If it's Taka Sakona, and the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't do a Bris Milah in the Midbar was because there was a Sakona involved, so then the question is, how was Shevet Levi allowed to do it? Why would it only be a sakana for them and it wouldn't be a sakana for Shevet Levi? And if it's sakana for Shevet Levi, so why are we saying that it's a shach that they did it? Adarav, if it was a sakana, then they shouldn't have done it. And if they did it, and taka, nothing happened to them. So but that's not necessarily a reason that the Torah should praise them, that they taka, they kept the Bris Milah, and their Bris Milah mocked the sakana when they weren't supposed to, when they might not have been allowed to. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuva, in Erechaim, Simin Reish Ches, is this kash. So what's the difference? Why is it that Shevet Levi is able to do a milah and the rest of Klal Yisrael was not able to do a milah? Says the Chasam Sofer, the reason the Gemara gave, one of the two reasons the Gemara gave for why the wind did not blow, the Ruach Tzvayis didn't blow, and therefore Klal Yisrael wasn't able to do a bris milah, Gemara says that they were nizayfim. Now what does it mean they were nizayfim? It means that the Klal Yisrael did averis, Rashi, the machlokes between Rashi and Tosis, which particular Avera caused this Nezifa, if it was the Avera of the Meraglim, if it was the Avera of the Chayta Ego. Al Koponim, but the Chatoim, these Averas didn't happen as soon as Klai Yisrael went into the Midbar. There was definitely a period of time before Klai Yisrael were Nezifim, before they had this Nezifa. And during that time, it would seem that there would be no reason not to do Bris Milah, at least according to this reason. The second reason why, the reason why they didn't do a Bris Milah was because of the Anani HaKavod, and the wind didn't blow, and the Anani HaKavod were there from the beginning. And if the wind can't blow through into the clouds, into the Machne Yisrael, past the Anani HaKavod, so then why do I need the reason of Nizayfim? Says the Chasam Sofer, it must be that according to this reason, the Klai Yisrael didn't do a Milah because of Nezifa, that technically it is possible, or was possible, for the wind to blow even through the Anani HaKavod. Could be it was an ace, whatever it was. But Al Kaponim, says the Chasam Sofer, you see that there is a possibility to have a Ruach Tzvainis even through the Anani HaKavod. If that's the case, so then we could already answer the Kash. The only reason why Klai Yisrael didn't get the Ruach Tzvainis was because they had Nezifa, they were in Chayrim. Why were they in Chayrim? Because of their Averis. The Averis of the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim only applied, Averis were only done by Klai Yisrael. The Averis were not done by Shevet Levi. So we can say that the Ruach Tzvainis stopped blowing, didn't blow through the Anani HaKavod for the rest of the Shvatim because they were Taka in Chayrim. But Shevet Levi was not in Chayrim, so for them they Taka had a Ruach Tzvainis. If they had a Ruach Tzvainis, so then there was no excuse for them not to do a Bris Milah because they had a Ruach Tzvainis and the Taka wasn't the Sakon for them, and that's why we Taka say it was the Shvach. The Shvach was not that they performed Bris Milah, they had to perform Bris Milah. The Shvach was that they didn't do the Haveris. They didn't do Haveris that were greater than the Ruach Tzvainis to leave, and therefore they had a Ruach Tzvainis for them, and therefore they were able to perform the Bris Milah. The Abnei Nezer in the Yerideya, Simon Shimchav Gimel, has different terrors. He says, true, if something is a sakana, if Bris Milah would be a sakana gemura, 100% sakana, so then we can't say that there's a difference between Shevet Levi and the rest of Klai Yisrael. If you say that it was a sakana for the rest of Klai Yisrael, and that's why they didn't do a Bris Milah, it would be a sakana for Shevet Levi as well. They would not be allowed to do a Bris Milah. However, we see from the Gemara that it wasn't so clear cut that it was a sakana. Gemara says that even today, and you have a situation where we don't necessarily, where we could be concerned that maybe we don't have a Ruach Tzvainis, still the Gemara says, Stoshuvei Rabim, and we are allowed to do it, you can do it, because Shem R'Pisoyim Hashem, because Hashem will watch over Pisoyim. Says Avnei Nezer, the rule of Shem R'Pisoyim Hashem would not be able to apply to something that's a clear-cut sakana. If something is clearly a sakana, no one's allowed to say that even though it's a sakana, I'm going to go ahead and do it because Shem B'Shem Hashem, Hashem will watch over me even though it's a sakana. It must be that it wasn't such a clear sakana. There was maybe a chashash sakana, maybe there was a slight percentage, maybe that it would be a sakana, but it can't be that it was a clear, outright sakana. Since it wasn't a clear, outright sakana, still, Klai Yisrael said they have a valid excuse. They have a valid reason why they didn't do a Bris Milah, so we don't have a Ruach Tzvainis. It's a possibility of being a sakana, however slight, therefore you don't do Bris Milah. But if somebody wants to go along and say that I want to go ahead and do a Mikai in the midst of a Bris Milah, even though there's a slight possibility of sakana, we can't say he's doing anything wrong. Other Rabbi wants to Mikai in the midst of. Like the Mashmoyis of the Gemara, the Bisman is there, you're supposed to go do it. You have Sherem B'Shoyim Hashem, and you're allowed to do it. Says the Avnei Nezer, so Shevet Levi could go ahead and be Mekai in the Mitzvah Mila and give their kids a Bris Milah because it's not really such a sakona. It's not such an outright clear-cut sakona. How can Haraya that the Gemara says, Shoyim B'Shoyim Hashem? And if that's the case, therefore we can understand why Shevet Levi did a Bris Milah and the rest of Klal Yisrael did not do the Bris Milah. Just want to add that the Rav Chaim Oizer in Achiezer, Chelik Aleph, Simon Chav Gimel, Siv Cotton Base, says, regarding a completely different sugya, says that the halacha of the disc that we say, the rule, Shayin Rabbisoyim Hashem, Tako does only apply when it's not a clear cut sakon. It's not a sakon gemur. If it would be a sakon gemur, we Tako don't say Shayin Rabbisoyim Hashem. Rav Chaim Oizer says this in regard to a different halacha, different places in Shas where we say Shayim B'Shoyim Hashem. So the Birchas Avraham, Akoponim, you see from Chaim Moser, that this, the whatever sakana is involved with not having the ruach tzfainis after Riz Milo, can't be that it's a sakana gemura. It can't be that it's a clear cut sakana, because the gemara over here says that it's the shayim b'sayim Hashem. It must be that it's not a sakana gemura. So Akoponim, you see that Rav Chaim Moser also understood, like the Avnei Nezer, these two achronim understood that shayim b'sayim Hashem, this rule that a person can disregard the possibility of a sakana, is only true when the sakana is not clear cut. But if it would be clear cut, Avado, the sakana will prevent you from carrying the mitzvah, and a person would not be able to go ahead and perform the mitzvah and rely on the rule of Shemir Pesayim Hashem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.